Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Did you not just ask me who the first woman was?
Yes.
And Charles Lindbergh is a woman?
Yep.
And now, whether you like it or not, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
This week we're talking to safety.
Hey, Cliff.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, Kendall, I hope that you are wearing knee pads, because you're going to need them on this show.
Ooh.
Kendall, I just
What's
want
going
you,
on in this show?
I just hope you practice safe podcasting today, okay? We're going to be safe.
It's I've got safety. My protection on, my earphones.
All aboard the safety train, everybody. It's like a party train, but much, much safer.
Always practice safe eating, Cliff. No. Use a condiment.
Kendall, I can't possibly practice safe eating when my body is this close to being a powder keg ready to blow.
Cliff, there is so much fat in us. I feel like there's an urban legend or some myth out there about like fat people exploding because they have so much gas in them.
Well, there really is. I never have seen anything that came close to actually representing how fat I really am until you sent me that one video from
Monty Python.
The Mr. So somebody does something. I don't know.
That's an excellent story, Cliff.
Google that, everybody, if you want to see what we're talking about. Mr. Somebody does something.
No, it's. I'll have to find the name of it and put it on our blog or something. But it's this really fat guy, and he walks into a restaurant. And he just like belches and throws up all over everything. And he's like, oh, and he eats a huge meal, and at the end, it just explodes. All right, so it was Monty Python's The Meaning of Life, The Autumn Years.
The Autumn Years. Look it up, everybody, and you'll be damned if you don't think, well, there's Cliff and Kendall. I didn't know they were part of Monty Python. But now the safest thing you can do is to, of course, sit down in a rubber room and listen to our show. But I want everybody to know, if safety is a joke, Kendall, death is the punchline.
Oh.
If people are out there saying, this is all hooey, I don't need to be safe, I'm going to drive not only with my seatbelt off, but with the door open and my child sticking out the moonroof, then don't do it, everybody. Death.
There'll be a punchline.
Death.
Waiting for you
will
with
be the punchline.
With a
and if you think our jokes are bad, that joke is going to be so bad. Kendall, it's better to lose 1 minute in life being safe than to lose life in 1 minute being unsafe.
All these tips to live by.
All these aphorisms our writers have been Googling for hours. And Kendall, what are you doing in your life? What are some safety precautions that you take, or what are some safety precautions that you think our listeners should take? Are there glaring safety errors around us always?
Well, I won't say that, but there are some. This is going to be a random list, I warn you. I stretch before I run, so I don't hurt myself.
Okay, so every 4 or 5 years, you do a good stretch.
I sit at the back of the plane because it's 40% more likely you'll survive back there.
I sit at the front of the plane for two reasons. A, when you land, you get off quicker. And B, if the plane goes down, you are more likely to die.
Enough said.
Good reason to set up front, everyone.
When you're looking for food, I don't want you to buy leaky, swollen, or torn packages. Sometimes you go into a store and there's a big shopping cart full of old, leaky, swollen, and torn packages that they have I know your mom. I think your mom might like this. Kendall, she might go because they have those clearance stickers. They say, manager special. Somebody ran over this and a dog pooped on it in the parking lot. So we have reduced it by 20%
she
price.
Would buy.
Because if it's a cake, so would I. But I want everybody to know,
and eat it.
Not sanitary. Don't do it, everybody. You're going to get E. coli.
Don't do it.
1 minute of, I don't know. There's an aphorism in there somewhere, but if you think of it, email us, cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or tweet us at cliffandkendall on Twitter.
And why don't you, after using the bathroom, why don't you wash your hands? I can't stand it when I see people walk out of the bathroom without washing their hands.
Kendall, does it make any sense to you if I think that I wash my hands before I go to the bathroom because my wang... lately, it really hasn't gone anywhere. It's not getting dirty, but I don't want to put the germs on my hand onto my wang. Because what if somebody's giving me a corporate blow job later on and they get all those germs?
Well, let me just say, if you...
Do you recommend people blowing one another with condoms on? Do you think that takes it too far? I think so.
Oh, that's weird. But I think that if you go to the bathroom...
Sorry, let me take a step back and say, you might want to leave the kids out of the room for that one.
Yeah. If you wash your hands...
They can come back now.
Okay, I'm going to talk about this now.
Washing your hands, everybody.
If you wash your hands in the bathroom, whether before or after, I'll accept it as long as you're washing your hands. Now, move on.
As long as you wash... your hands, everybody. Now, I want you to also... feel that way. Kendall, when you go back to the buffet repeatedly, it's different than this. Don't use the same plate, knife, or fork to pick up cooked food that was used to prepare or transport the raw product. It's different than getting different plates at the buffet repeatedly.
Well, how many plates end up on your table?
Well, Kendall, oftentimes they have to come to our tables and say,
and keep clearing them off.
We need these plates back. There are no more. They're all on your table. People are lined up outside, and we say, we've got seats. We just don't have any plates for you. There's these two guys. They look like this guy from the Monty Python movie, and
they're reacting as things.
They're ready to blow. They're a powder keg ready to blow.
And that's no joke.
It's not.
Oh, Cliff, I wish that those were jokes. I got one for you, Cliff.
Lay it on me safely.
A lecture teaching medicine.
Teaching the art of lecture.
Was given a classroom observation. He took out a jar of yellow liquid. This, he explained, is urine. To be a doctor, you have to be observant of color, smell, sight, and taste. After saying so, Cliffy dipped his finger into the jar and put it in his mouth.
Whoa.
His class watched in amazement, most in disgust.
We've all done it, Kendall. We've all dipped our finger into a jar of urine from time to time.
All these students are about to do it, but being the good students they were, the jar was passed, and one by one, they dipped their finger into the jar and put it in their mouth.
Oh my God.
After the last student was done, the lecturer shook his head. If any of you had been observant, you would have noticed that I put my second finger into the jar and my third finger into my mouth.
Oh, whoa!
He was teaching him a life lesson.
That's a life lesson, everybody. You refer back to episode 199.
About that life lesson.
Life lessons. Kendall, one morning, a woman was walking out her front door. Now, before you go and start thinking about her back door, we're staying at the front. When she notices a strange little man at the bottom of her garden, and before you start thinking about her bottom, now, you're a goblin, she says. I caught you, and you owe me 3 wishes. So the goblin replies, all right, you caught me fair and square. What's your first wish? The woman stops and thinks for a second. I want a huge mansion to live in. And the goblin replies, okay, you got it. And the woman again thinks it over. My second wish is a Mercedes. Okay, you got that too. And my last wish is $1 million. And the goblin then says, okay, you got it. But to make your wishes come true, you have to come inside and have sex with me all night long. Okay, then, if that's what it takes, this greedy woman says. And next morning, the little man, he wakes the woman up. Tell me.
Tell me,
says the man.
How old are you?
I'm 27, she replies.
27 and you still believe in goblins?
Oh. Kendall, this was just Danny DeVito. Was at the end of her driveway and she's been boinking Rhea Perlman's husband all night long, Kendall. But where do we place the blame? I just hope that they were practicing safe sex.
Well, somebody should. But if a couple were in their bedroom and the girl says to her boyfriend, I wish I had bigger tits.
And the boyfriend, I got a couple I can donate to her.
And the boyfriend said, well, what I recommend is to get some toilet paper and rub it between your tits for 2 months. How will that help me? How will that help me get bigger tits? Said the girlfriend. And he said, well, it works for your ass.
Oh, my God. Kendall, I could just write her a list of things to eat, because that's how I've gotten enormous jugs. Kendall, if the term juggalos was not already applied to fans of the Insane Clown Posse, I'd say that's what our listeners should be called simply because of our jugs. They could be
the jug posse.
The juggalos. Kendall, a doctor and his wife were having a big argument at breakfast. Not a good way to start the day. You aren't so good in bed either, he shouted and stormed off to work. And by mid-morning, he decided he'd better make amends, and he called home. What took you so long to answer? I was in bed. What were you doing in bed this late? Getting a second opinion, the spouse said. Oh my God, Kendall, doctors and their slutty spouses. Tomorrow on Dr. Phil.
But today, I'm Clifton Kendall.
Today,
I'm Clifton
Kendall. Safety.
Coming up next.
Kendall, wait. Before you turn that studio doorknob, I want you to take notice of this caution wet floor sign out by the bathroom. Kendall, don't be stepping in a sliding out there. And finally, Kendall, a guy goes up to a bar, and the guy goes up to the bar inside a girl, and he says, you want to play magic? And she says, what's that? And he says, we go to my house and and then you disappear.
Oh, that was sexy.
What a terrible, terrible joke, Kendall. If there were a hell, he would burn. He would burn. Let him burn. Let him burn. I gotta go.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Атлетика. Поважаю за те, що команда під час роботи із чилійцем нічого такого надзвичайно не демонструвала. Удар! М'яч пролітає повз дальню стійку. Кріштіано Роналду пробував. Дуже хоче забити Кріштіану, в нього це ніяк не вдається. Подовжити розіграш його, запускає високо на трибуну. Вже не вперше це робилося Ласаном Діара.
And now back to the show.
I stretch before I run.
I don't need to be safe.
Use a condiment.
All aboard the safety train, everybody.
All aboard.
All aboard the safety train. I want you to think about this, all right? While you're on a ladder, don't ever step back to admire your work, dummies.
Listen, Charles the Contractor.
We know from experience around here what that can lead to. Mm-hmm.
A few holes in the floor.
There's a reason we didn't ask Charles the Contractor to come in and give us some safety
paint tips. Paint a mural.
Yeah. Kendall, can you tell us some safety mishaps that have happened to you and how you might have prevented them?
Well, the only real huge safety mishap that I've had is at work. Mm. I've cut myself on my thumb. Two different times with an X-Acto blade, once that required stitches, and now I wear a cut-proof glove when I cut with the X-Acto blade.
Smart.
Riveting podcasting.
Safety first, everybody. Then teamwork, and then love. To learn about eye protection, ask somebody who has one for first off, Kendall.
That's a good idea.
Hey, everybody.
It's like, don't ask us for food advice. I mean, for weight loss advice.
Well, you could. We have lost weight. We've also gained that weight.
But we're missing an eye, so don't ask.
Back. In fact, usually, sometimes I'm not missing an eye. I've got with my eyes. Sometimes I get a black eye when I forget to wear a man's ear, and my juggalos bounce up into my eyes. And just, I look like I'm a battered wife.
We're the Jug Sisters.
We're the Jugs. Everybody, Kendall, he's crazy. Crazy about my boobs.
Oh, Cliff. Cliff, are you talking to me?
Safe enough over there, Kendall. Of course I'm talking to you.
Talking to me.
Safety is best expressed with direct eye contact.
Well, I am going to talk to you, Cliff.
Are you talking to me?
With these quotes I have. Kendall, we'll are you talking you know to me? What these are.
Are you talking to me?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
They call me Mr. Tibbs was in the sequel. Kendall, was that in the heat of the night?
Are you reading my notes?
Heat of the night. Kendall, when we were young, did it seem like in the heat of the night the TV show came on all the time, on all the channels? That's what it felt like to me.
I don't even remember it. In the heat of the night.
Everybody else, you, remember your youth? Did it seem like in the heat of the night, a show nobody even cares about? It came on all the time, everybody. It was like Seinfeld today. Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
Napoleon Dynamite.
I think it's time for Napoleon. He just needs to make a comeback, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
The world.
It's kind of sad how people forgot about Napoleon.
The world has forgotten Napoleon. He's got to come back.
Well, that's what happens when you're a big sensation like that. Made it, Ma.
Like us. It's time for us to come back too, everybody.
Made it, Ma. Top of the world.
Top of the world. Made it, Ma. Top of the escalator to the buffet. It's what we would say in Cliff and Kendall. The movie that is not what old What's-His-Face would say in the movie White Heat.
White Heat, you're correct.
And by old What's-His-Face, of course, you know I'm talking about James Cagney.
James Cagney.
James Cagney. You know the difference between you and me. I make this look good.
Oh, Cliff, it was Will Smith from Men in Black.
Fat.
Fat and fat. That's what I heard.
Remember, everybody, when our show just turned into us saying fat. Obese. Remember that
turned into that?
It was a slow transition, but that's what happened.
All right, Cliff.
All right, Kendall.
Badges? We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Any stinking badges. And that's from, I don't remember, some movie.
It's a well-known quote, but not everybody knows
very
where it's from.
Very well-known, I forget.
It's from The Treasure of Sierra Madre.
Yes, with other old Hoosits.
Other old Hoosits.
That guy, the one that was in that one movie about the boat with Katharine Hepburn, African Queen, Humphrey Bogart, everybody.
Humphrey, that was 6 degrees of separation.
Kendall, what is your major malfunction, numbnuts? I'm just saying that. That's not a quote.
Oh, I know. I don't know that one.
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket?
Num no!
Yeah. I don't know if I...
Num no!
I don't know if I...
You're a woman of many parts, pushy. You're a woman of many parts, pushy.
That was Sean Connery and James Bond?
Goldfinger.
I didn't know which one, but I knew James. You have to give me credit. There's 20 James Bonds.
I have to give you credit, Kendall.
That bonus credit, and I'm done talking to you, Cliff.
I have to give you bonus credit.
I'm no longer talking to you.
I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you.
I'm not talking to you. Cliff, there is one person that I know in this world that knows safety better than anybody.
And that's why I'm here to give us tips, Kendall. I'm here to let people know when you go bowling, the ball should be aimed towards the pins.
Yes. And we're going to find out the person that knows the most about safety, my mother.
Oh, your poor mama.
It's time for safety tips from Kendall's mother.
All right, Cliff, I'm going to play her safety tips. Aren't you so excited?
Lay them on us.
Here we go.
Hey, this is Kendall's mom calling. Just a few safety tips to Kendall, Cliff, and anybody else that's listening.
Nobody.
First of all, don't pick up hitchhikers. You know, they could be killers, and you they will kill you. You've heard it happen all the time. It happens all the time. Don't run stop signs. You'll go to jail, and then it'll cost money to get you out. Then you have to be calling home saying, Mom, I need money to get out of jail. If you're in a store or anywhere and you hear gunshots, what do? Kendall knows what to do. You hit the floor and play dead. It's happened to Kendall before. Ask Kendall. Well, you better keep your windows rolled up, too, because there's carjackers that'll jump in the car with you, and then you'll be a goner. Try to stay on the ground when planes crash. And one more good safety tip is to stay out of the ocean because the sharks are... bite your legs off and then you'll bleed to death. Well, this is Kendall's mom and I'm going to let you go and love you both and everybody else. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank
Kendall,
you, Mom.
I have to ask. What about hitting the floor? Have you been somewhere where there's a gunshot?
I knew this was coming. Well, I was actually on Law & Order LA and we're shooting outside doing a photo shoot. And another company was shooting on the lot, and they had a big car chase with gunfire.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, and they didn't warn us like they're supposed to. And all of a sudden, it was like, and like cars screeching by out of nowhere, and I just hit the ground because I thought I was being dead. I thought I was being killed.
Did anybody else hit the ground?
No.
No. And they said, "Look at Kittle. He's just the biggest Mrs. Pussy Bottom over there."
He is.
This is
Kittle's
mom again. One more thing: earthquakes are bad, tsunamis are bad, and bicycles are dangerous.
Bye-bye. Bicycles?
Well, I guess you could have, like, your fingers could get caught in the spokes.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
The chain could come off. Well, if you meet a pebble in the road, you could flip over the handlebars.
I just think if I'm thinking of all the transportation ways, bikes might be one of the safest in my book.
Stay inside.
Stay inside on the ground.
This, Mom, I had just one more thought. Every time you leave the house, in case you've left the stove on or something, you have to touch each stove knob and say, off, 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 off. That way you know you've got everything off. All right. Bye-bye.
That's so weird. We did that today.
We did do
that
today.
When we left the podcasting studio, we were talking about how we have to sometimes turn around, and that's why I have to do it, because my mother.
That's a really good idea, because sometimes when I'm doing something, I think, it occurs to me, I will forget that I've done this.
Uh-huh.
And so I do something, I don't say, maybe I do something like, off, I'm turning this off now, to make myself remember.
Because of my mother, I come back, I look, and I'm like, off, and I know how many numbers to count to, for as many things, and so it's my number's 5, and I'm like, off, and I know if I say it 5 times, that everything's off.
Yeah. Good tip. That's a good tip for your anxieties, everybody. Safety is in numbers.
Look how much we've helped everybody.
Kendall, my favorite part of the job is helping people. Kendall, my favorite part of the job is helping people. You know, your safety gears are between your ears, is what I always like to say, Kendall. Now, can you think of anything else?
About being safe?
Anything else. Don't text while you drive, everybody.
If you have a hilarious fit of laughter, pull the car over while you're listening to our show and just laugh.
Pull it over. It's okay. Just put your hazard lights on. If a policeman comes to you, first of all, say, occupy this. And then...
occupy this bitch.
Just say, I'm listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. And he'll probably say, which episode? And you'll probably start talking about what your favorite episode was.
He'll understand. Say, okay, go along on your way.
Yeah, that or he's a Republican and...
then you're in trouble.
Taser. To say, don't tase me, bro.
And that would be so sad.
If you have been tased unlawfully, call us at cliffandkendall.com.
Call the law offices of Cliff and Kendall. Cliff is a lawyer. He'll help you in the bind to get your settlement.
I have history in the legal field.
Call 818-3084-FAT. Listeners, if you like our show or love it and you want more safety tips, go to Cliff and Kendall. Or if you hate us, go there anyway. cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or call us on the fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Well, for sure, Kendall, that's one of the safest ways to have a good time.
It is.
Better 1,000 times careful than once dead. And that was a proverb undoubtedly written by your mother.
Probably. Cliff, working safely must get old, but do so those who practice it.
But so do those who practice it.
Thank you. That was an unknown author.
An unknown author. Oh, my goodness, Kendall.
You have another one?
Beautiful quote.
Well, Cliff, safety doesn't happen by accident.
No, it doesn't, people. You got to plan for this shit.
An unknown author.
Oh, how beautiful.
So exciting. So, Cliff, take us home.
If you have to do that, stand 5 feet away from anybody else. You blow out their eardrums. Take me home, coast to coast. All aboard the safety train. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. Here, we'll see you here next week.
Toot toot.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
It's helping people. It is. If you want to, you know, broken tools can't be replaced.
What? Eat on that one, Americans.